Hey guys, it is Ryan. For years, Chumba's been setting the bar for online social casino fun, and it just keeps getting better with new games released every week and daily bonuses to collect. The fun never stops. So claim your welcome bonus now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
This is Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi. Here now, Tony Bruschi.
You're waiting for something that isn't coming. The apology, the acknowledgement, the moment when they finally see what they did and say the words, you've rehearsed hearing 1,000 times. The trial that delivers justice, the rock bottom that leads to redemption, the conversation where everything finally makes sense and you can close the book and move on. The Reiners were waiting for it. You may be waiting for it. I have something to tell you. And if you're still alive to hear it, unlike the Reiners, it's not coming. It's not coming. If you're relating elements of your life to this horrific case, and you've been following us in our series talking about surviving monsters like this. This is part 5 in the series, by the way. This is the wrap on this circle. This is about the end of it. Or maybe I shouldn't say the end. I should say the future. Your future. Not being hijacked by that other person. And sometimes when you're not the person that has the addiction, when you're not the mentally ill person, when you're not the personality that's the personality disordered individual, when you're the survivor here, when you are the one, and I hate anyone being called a victim. I don't like that. I like to rise above it. But when you're in that role, when you're the one who has been the survivor, the one who's been victimized by people like this, oftentimes we want that closure. We want, you know, just something compelling, something, whether it's a screw you or a I'm sorry, just something. The reality is with people like this, it just goes. There is no ending to their taking from you. Until they can take no more. And that usually ends in one of two ways. You or them no longer breathing. And nobody wants either of them to happen. But it's up to you how that all goes down. Because either you can live in misery forever, hoping something magical will happen that won't. Or you can just live in misery, taking it, constantly making excuses, constantly trying to put up barriers, trying to put up boundaries that get beat down every time. And you keep watching them go down their cycles of poor decision-making that lead to chaos and, God forbid, death. The sad, disturbing reality of the situation is, do you want to go down with them? because you are not the one that can keep them afloat. But you also damn sure don't want to be a victim to their own chaos. So waiting for that apology, thinking, just this, and it'll, or whatever closure you're looking for, stop waiting. It's not coming. The Reiners found that out the hard way. Hard ways putting in. It's almost crass, and I don't mean that. I know it's brutal to hear. I know you've built years of your life around the people that someday, there would be a resolution, a moment where the scales balance, where the pain gets validated by something external, where the story reaches its ending and you can finally exhale. But most of these stories don't end. No, that's the cruelty of them. They just continue, unresolved, while you wait for a conclusion that was never guaranteed. The person who hurt you may never acknowledge it. The system may never deliver justice. The answers you're looking for may not exist. And the hardest thing you will ever do, harder than surviving the chaos itself, is learning to live with that. Finding peace without resolution. Building a life when nothing gets fixed. Deciding that your future doesn't depend on their accountability. Think about that for a second. Deciding that your future doesn't depend on their accountability. Has that ever been in your equation? Or has it always been like, oh, that'll, you know, you keep going back there trying to put those blocks into place, but you're not the one to put the blocks into place. It's them. And if they're not going to do it, you can't force them to do it. And no amount of fixing it and putting circle pegs and square holes and all that will make it fit or make it make sense. That's right there. That's the work. And it starts with letting go of the ending you thought you needed. We are trained to expect closure. Movies have third acts. Trials have verdicts. Redemption arcs have transformation montages. The stories we consume follow structures that promise resolution. The wrong is righted. The villain is punished. The hero finds peace because justice was served. We internalize that very structure so deeply that we start to believe our own lives should follow it. They don't. Real life is messier. Real life is full of people who never apologize, never change, never face consequences. Real life includes victims who never get their day in court, families who never get answers, survivors who carry wounds that never fully close. The narrative satisfaction we've been promised by every movie and TV show and novel, that satisfaction is fiction. And waiting for it in real life will keep you frozen forever. Jake and Romy Reiner are going to spend years in courtrooms. They'll sit through hearings, motions, testimony. They'll see their brother's face across a room where lawyers argue about his mental state and the night he allegedly killed the parents and the end of it, wherever the verdict may end up being. They'll still have to build lives after the aftermath. If Nick is convicted, Rob and Michelle are still dead. If Nick is found not guilty by reason of insanity, Rob and Michelle are still dead. If he gets the death penalty, life without parole, or commitment to a psychiatric facility, in every single scenario, dead. The outcome is the same for Jake and Romy. Their parents are gone. Their brother is either a murderer or someone who is so broken by mental illness that he committed an act indistinguishable from murder. The trial will give them an outcome. It won't give them peace. That's the trap of waiting for external resolution. You make your healing contingent on something you can't control. the court's decision, their apology, the moment of clarity that finally arrives. And while you wait, your life stays on pause. Your peace stays just out of reach. Your future remains hostage to someone else's choices, someone else's timeline, someone else's capacity for accountability. You could wait forever. Many people do. There are things we think will fix us that won't. Justice doesn't equal peace. I've talked to families of murder victims who describe this, the years of waiting for trial, the anticipation of the verdict, the belief that when the guilty verdict comes down, something will shift inside of them, and then it arrives, guilty. The word they've been waiting years to hear, and they feel nothing. Or worse, they feel a brief surge of relief followed by a crushing emptiness, because the verdict addressed what the defendant did. It didn't undo what it cost. You can watch someone go to prison and still be broken. You can see them punished and still carry the wound. Justice is about accountability for their actions. It's not about healing yours. Those are two separate things, and conflating them will leave you devastated when the system delivers exactly what it's supposed to do. And what it's supposed to deliver to you still feels gutted. Apologies don't rewrite history, even if they say they're sorry. Even if they mean it. Even if the words are everything you've dreamed of hearing for years. The apology arrives, the damage remains. The years you lost are still lost. The trust that was broken doesn't magically repair. The version of yourself that existed before they hurt you doesn't come back. And most of the time, with people like Nick, the apology never comes. Or it comes wrapped in conditions and qualifications and blame shifting. I'm sorry, but you have to understand, ... I'm sorry if you felt hurt, but ... I'm sorry if you... It's not an apology. That's a negotiation. And you can spend your whole life waiting for words that won't arrive, or words that, if they arrive, won't heal what you think they'll heal. Understanding doesn't mean acceptance. You can know exactly why they are the way they are. The trauma, the mental illness, the addiction, the personality disorder, the childhood wounds. You can have complete clinical picture. A perfect intellectual understanding of every factor that contributed to their destruction. And still not be okay with what they did to you. Understanding the machine doesn't make you less injured by the gears. Knowing why someone hurt you doesn't obligate you to forgive them. Comprehending the pathology doesn't erase the damage. You can hold full understanding and full anger at the same time. You can have compassion for their brokenness and still refuse to let it excuse what they broke in you. Time doesn't heal. It just passes. This is a lie we tell people who are suffering. Just give it time. Time heals all wounds. One day you'll wake up and it won't hurt anymore. No. Time creates distance. That's all it does. The event recedes into the past and the sharpest edges of the pain dull slightly because you're not as close to them. But time by itself doesn't heal anything. You can be 30 years out from a trauma and still be destroyed by it. You can be decades past the damage and still carrying it like it happened yesterday. Healing isn't passive. It doesn't happen to you. It's something you build actively, painfully, one choice at a time. Choice on your part. And you can build it with or without resolution, with or without justice, with or without apology, with or without ending or the ending you thought you needed or were even owed. Here's the shift. The thing that separates people who stay stuck from people who find a way forward. Closure isn't something that happens to you. It is something you build. You don't get closure from the verdict. You don't get it from their acknowledgement. You don't get it from finally understanding why. You build it yourself, brick by brick, in the rubble of what they destroyed. And you build it by making a decision, the hardest decision you'll ever make, the decision to stop waiting. Peace isn't the absence of pain. It's the decision to stop letting their chaos write your story. That's it. The whole secret. You decide, actively, consciously, repeatedly, that your life continues, that your future isn't determined by their accountability, that you will not spend another year, another month, another day with your peace held hostage by someone who has already taken too much from you. This doesn't mean the pain disappears. It doesn't mean you forget what happens. It doesn't mean you forgive them or absolve them or pretend it was okay. It means you refuse to let your healing depend on anything they do or don't do. You take your peace back from them and stop waiting for permission to move forward. You start writing the next chapter, even though the last one never got a proper ending. I know what you're thinking. It's not that simple. The wound is too deep. The betrayal is too profound. You can't just decide to be at peace and have it happen. You're right. It's not that simple. Peace isn't a decision you make once. It's a decision you make over and over, every day, sometimes every hour. Some days you'll feel it, some days you won't. Some days you'll be moving forward and something will trigger you, a song, a smell, a date on the calendar, and you'll be right back in it, drowning in pain that feels as fresh as the day it happened. That's not failure. That's just how it works. You build a life around the wound, not despite it. The wound stays, might always stay, but you grow around it. You construct a future that has room for the pain without being consumed by it. You carry the loss, and you keep walking. Not because the loss doesn't matter, because you matter too. Because your life matters. Because the person who hurt you doesn't get to take any more of your future than they've already taken. The people who make it, the survivors who find something resembling peace, they're not the ones who got closure. They're not the ones who got justice or apologies or satisfying endings. They're the ones who stopped needing those things, who decided at some point that waiting was its own kind of dying, who choose forward motion, even when forward led somewhere uncertain and incomplete. Jake and Romy Reiner are at the beginning of a very long road. They have years of legal proceedings ahead of them, years of seeing their brother's face, years of hearing evidence about what happened in that bedroom, and years of waiting for a verdict that might not come for half a decade or more. And at the end of all that waiting, they'll still have to answer the same question they could answer today. What now? What kind of life do they build? What do they do with the weight of what they've lost? How do they move through a world where their parents are gone and their brother is either a killer or something even more tragic? How do they find peace when nothing about this situation was ever peaceful? The answer, the only answer that actually works, is that they decide to find it anyway. Not because a trial gives them closure, not because Nick finally explains himself, not because some external event grants them permission. They decide to find peace because the alternative is spending the rest of their lives as prisoners of their brother's chaos. And they've already spent too much time there. So have you. So here's what I want to leave you with. After all this, after all the guilt of knowing, after the permission to stop, after the grief for someone still alive, after the lies you told yourself, here's the ending that doesn't feel like an ending, but might be the only one that works. You're not waiting for them anymore. You're not waiting for a verdict, an apology, an explanation, or a moment of clarity that validates your suffering. You're not waiting for them to change, to see what they did, to become the person they should have been all along. You're not waiting for resolution because resolution was never guaranteed, and waiting for it was killing you. You are moving forward. Not because the pain is gone, not because justice was served, not because you got the ending you deserve, but because standing still was costing you everything and you refused to let their choices take any more of your life than they already have. Peace is practice, not an arrival. You won't wake up one day and suddenly be at peace. You have to choose it over and over. in moments when it feels impossible. You'll have to decide again and again that your future matters more than their accountability. You'll have to keep walking even when the road leads somewhere incomplete and uncertain and radically unfair. But you'll be walking. That's what matters. You'll be moving forward, building something, living. The people who hurt you might never face consequences. They might never apologize. They might never understand what they destroyed. You might never get the answers you're looking for, or the closure you've been waiting for, or the ending that will make all of this make sense. And you can still be okay. Not okay in the way you imagined, not okay in the way you deserved, but okay in the way that counts. Alive, moving, building a life that isn't defined by what they did to you. Carrying the wound and walking away, growing around the loss instead of being buried by it. That's a version of the story where everything gets resolved, where the trial deserves justice, where the apology arrives and heals something, where the ending makes sense and you can close the book satisfied. That story might not be yours. It wasn't for the Reiners, and it isn't for most of the people who survived someone else's destruction. But here's what is yours. The decision to keep living anyway. To find peace, not because the chaos ended, but because you stopped letting it determine what comes next. To write the next chapter yourself, without waiting for permission, without waiting for resolution, without waiting for an ending that might never come. You don't need their accountability to be free of them. You don't need their apology to heal. You don't need an ending that makes sense to start the next chapter. You just need to decide that the next chapter is yours to write, and start writing it. That's not giving up on justice. That's not pretending it didn't happen. That's not letting them off the hook. That's giving yourself something they never could. A future that isn't defined by what they did. Take it. It's yours. Give me your thoughts in the comments section. Either on Substack or YouTube, Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi. That's where you find us on YouTube. Substack, hiddenkillers.substack.com, or go to hiddenkillerspod.com. It'll take you right there. Press subscribe, join us in our communities, and weigh in. Share your stories. These ones here that go far beyond the case itself, where we're digging into the psychology, the mind behind the crimes and the minds that affect so many of us, even when maybe crimes aren't committed, but yet we still relate to these cases in very cathartic ways. We'd love to hear your story. It might just help someone else. So please do, in the comments, share. Also, press subscribe. If you're finding our reporting and our pieces here valuable, please do press subscribe and leave us a review on Apple Podcasts. Take us with you on the go, wherever you're getting this. Go to Apple Podcasts, press subscribe, leave us a review. We greatly, greatly appreciate that. Until next time, my name's Tony Bruschi. We'll talk again real soon.
Want more on this case and others? Then press subscribe now and don't miss a moment of true crime coverage from Tony Bruschi and the Hidden Killers Podcast.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and I have discovered a fun new escape from the daily grind, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has hundreds of social casino-style games and it's all free to play anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So get to chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at chumbacasino.com.
Prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At Chumba Casino, you can play all your favorite social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Hey, it's Bubba Wallace from 2311 Racing. You know what feels like forever?
Cabin crew.
Sitting on a plane waiting for takeoff. Good thing I've got Chumba Casino. With daily boosts and social casino games on tap, this is the kind of fun that makes time fly. Why not turbocharge your downtime? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.